Hey guys, this is Mercedes from the future. We had just recorded the podcast and I was listening back to it to just like change anything or edit something, and it realized that the quality of my part changed and it makes it sound like I am talking on the phone or like I'm in a tunnel. So my quality sounds like shit compared to Val's, when in reality my mic wasn't fully plugged in, so that's embarrassing. So please enjoy this podcast with my shitty quality. Just a little disclaimer, and it'll be better next week. But anyways, back to the episode.
Not click babes.
Two amazing women.
They're seriously so funny.
Yeah, I guess you're okay.
Hey guys, and welcome back to episode 10, season 2 of Not Click Babes. I'm Valerie.
And I'm Mercedes.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Je m'appelle
Dode. Mercedes. Is that how you say it? Je m'appelle, like that's my name?
Yeah. Je m'appelle.
Cool. That's it. Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
Jimmy Pell. Anyways, what are we doing today? What's going on?
What's the vibes? Well, obviously we have to do vibe checks, weekly vibe checks. It's been a whole kind of week.
Yeah, that's our staple.
Maybe a little more.
Oh my God, what does she mean by that? Anyways, okay, I'll start. So this is gonna be what?
Nothing. Okay, I'll start. Like, no, sorry. You were so eager to.
No one fucking volunteered, bitch.
You did.
Nobody volunteered until I said something.
All right, Mercedes, what is your weekly vibe check? What are the vibes?
So, the same.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, listeners at home probably like, what the fuck? Like, nothing ever happens with this girl. True, nothing does ever happen with me. And if something does happen with me, I'm too scared to share it. But yeah, I've just been working every single day of my life. You know, that 9-to-5 grind, suffering, but still vibing, chilling. Yeah, you know, hopefully something cool happens sometime soon. It's a really hectic time in the office. Yeah, pretty much it. Oh, 10-year anniversary of 1D. It's pretty exciting.
1D.
Yeah. Anyways.
1D. When 1D, 1D entered the world.
Ah, love that. But what about you? What's your vibe check?
You know, it just be, you know, work. You just always be happening. Always be busy. So just really, that my weeks revolve around that. We've put off this filming this episode again because of me.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay to admit it.
You know, that's the first step.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, have something that I'd like to share to the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
I've been pretty silent about it. So let me just say one thing. This is something that has been going on for a while. Maybe about a month or two.
Okay.
But I just didn't want to say it, you know, because I just didn't want to come off as not humbled. Someone who thinks that they're better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, you know, and you know what, let's just get to it for safety reasons. Like, let's just be honest, that's just what it is, for safety reasons. I am an influencer. I know that. I think we all know that. Clearly, you know, me and you both have some sort of fame. That's, we can't deny that. But you know, at this present time, you know, I think my fame's just a little a little bit more because of this. So I recently I became a millionaire recently. I'm a millionaire. Yes, you heard that right.
Million.
Six zeros. Six zeros.
Wait. Yes. Yes.
Right, is that?
Yes, it
six
is.
Zeros. I just
pictured it. Yes.
And, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, it's not that it came overnight. It took maybe about 3 years, just by doing, you know, little things, investing, and just kind of really building a company, really. You know, I do a lot of investing in real estate.
Oh.
I do have my own workers, yes. It's been a slow but steady process. And maybe you guys have heard of a little place called Quahog, Rhode Island. Just let that simmer for a second. Where have you heard that? Where have you heard that? And I'll tell you where. My Family Guy game. I have become a millionaire. A million working on that billion. Let me just tell you something. It is not easy to get that much money, because when you have to expand your land, that shit's like 300,000 coins, okay? Just keep that in mind. So just think of like how many years. It's been 3 years, guys, to become a millionaire. And I play that every single day. So what does that tell you? Probably not good things. But yeah, so, you know, I am a millionaire. We're seeing big numbers. I'm thinking big projections coming up. Okay. I already have another town, like two other towns. Like, we're expanding right here, right now. And I'll let you know how that goes. But, you know, it's been stressful, you know, being an entrepreneur, being this millionaire, and then having this, some might say, normie lifestyle. And I get it, but it's just me, you know. It's just me.
So I think in conclusion, I hate you.
Don't be jealous, because my finances be in the millions. Okay,
you're about to say zeros, huh?
No, I can say in the zillions, but I haven't reached a zillion yet. Right. Yet. We're still going up.
Baby steps.
But yeah, like, just don't be jealous. Like, I get it. Like, I get it. I get it, guys. I get it if you're at home right now and you're maybe just a little hurt. But don't worry. It's not going to change me. I'm just, if anything, it's just made me stronger.
Okay. And humble.
And humbled. Yeah. I mean, I was already humbled, grew up, you know.
Grew up.
Grew up. I grew up, you know, in a upper middle class home, you know, lifestyle. Yeah, I get it, right? Guys. I get it. I get the struggles. I know what it means to come from nothing, okay, to get to this place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm just living it. You know what I mean? Don't be jealous. Yeah. Get better.
Or don't be bitter. Be better.
No, get better. I don't know. I don't know. English wasn't my best thing. It's your my first thing. And only language I know. And, you know, just...
I love that. I love that.
It just didn't work out for me, you know?
I can't imagine someone so eloquent like you struggling with English.
You know what? I sometimes feel like I am having a stroke. This is something real. Yeah. I feel like I've been having a stroke for the last 2 years of my life because I stutter so much. And I don't know. It's not even like the fact that I'm stuttering. It's literally that I'll just, maybe it is stuttering, because I'll just repeat like the same first three letters of like a sentence, and then speak like gibberish, like blah, blah, blah.
So that's stuttering,
right? But then I'll be like, oh, like, let's go to the pub. Like, I'll be like that, like, you know what I mean?
So you're drunk.
So you sound like I'm dead ass drunk all the time.
You're just slurring.
Watch me get pulled over by a cop. And I'd be like, what is it, officer? And then they're going to be like, get the fuck out of the car, bitch. You're drunk as hell. And I'm like,
ass.
I'd be like, test me. I'd be like, first of all, don't test me because I can't walk in a straight line when I'm sober. So why could I do it if I'm drunk? You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I hate that. I mean, I can also say the alphabet backwards. So I don't know if that is superior than most deep plebeians, but yeah.
And it's just your, like, your mind so strong. My mind, you know, has been killed. Slowly.
Right on. Okay.
But, you know, I don't need it for that much longer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right on, right on. Yeah, no, I get it. Well, can't say I've become a millionaire. Oh, sorry. If you heard that little adjustment. I'm fixing my mic.
If you heard that literal freaking screech. I'm just kidding.
Was it?
No.
If you heard the blood screams of my ancestors. Just ignore it. Just ignore it. But anyways, yeah, I can't say I've been thriving like you. You know, I'm not a millionaire.
Not everyone can. Not everyone can.
A millionaire. I'm very lonely. That's what, yeah. I mean, I'm having issues right now, more than mental issues, okay? I'm having like attachment issues. Is that part of a mental issue? Is that a mental? Yeah, it's a mental issue. Let's say it is.
I don't really know.
That's it.
I don't really know. Me as a doctor. I don't really know.
But actually, oh yeah. So, as some of you may know, I'm a whore, and mm-hmm. It's been noted.
I'm proud of it.
And by whore, I mean I'm a whore for attention.
Right.
And by attention, I mean men. Men.
Right. I'm validation.
Validation. Yes. Validation.
Validation. Right there, the name.
Yeah, but I have every dating app known to man. It's just the popular ones. It's nothing crazy. Like, I have Hinge, Bumble, and Tinder. And my Tinder, Bumble's like, this is how I describe the dating apps. Bumble is like for guys who think they're the shit, you know, because with Bumble, in case some of you are novices with these apps, with Bumble, you have to message your guy. The girl has to message your guy first. Kind of sexist. And
is Tinder
kind of sexist.
Tinder actually makes it available for everybody. It's just girls.
Yeah. Like, don't just single out the girls, bitch. Anyways.
Exactly.
So Bumble, you can match with someone, and the girl has to message first, but the girl only has 24 hours. So mm-hmm. it gives like that sense of urgency, like, oh my god, I need to message this guy. And it makes guys feel special because they're being approached by a girl. Bullshit, whatever. It's like, I did not go through all these years of sexism and misogyny just to message a guy first on Bumble. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the behavior. But also, there's a lot of cuties on that one. So,
yeah.
Anyways.
There's a lot of conservatives on that app.
Yeah. Which I think is also why I like Bumble. Not because conservatives. No, not my type. But because it has all this information. Like, you can put your height.
Oh my gosh, I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they could still lie. Do you remember that boy I told you? He was was he 6'7"? And then I went back to his profile.
Who 6'7", bitch?
No, he was 6'4". He said he was 6'4". He said he was 6'4" because that's how tall MGK is, okay? And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's how tall MGK is. And then I look back on his profile, 6'1". Okay, that's a whole 3 inches. All right.
He shrunk.
That's a whole ass 3 inches. I was like, where did they go?
Sorry if you guys hear like all this extra noise. Val is literally grabbing
her mic. I'm so sorry.
To her mouth because she's so stressed.
I'm so stressed right now because it's just like, don't lie about your height. Like,
I know.
Like, I'm there for short kings. Like,
Call them out.
It's just, don't lie, because when you lie about it and people see you, they're going to be like, well, it's like, if you can lie about your height, like petty stuff, then what else are you going to lie about?
Thank you. I agree. I agree.
So it's just, but yeah, I do agree with the Bumble. It's because, like, you know, like, if they're looking for a relationship, if they want kids, or if they currently have kids, if they smoke, you know, yeah, all these things, what their sign is, because that's a big deal.
And that's why I like it, because, like, it helps me make a better decision. But also, so that's, like, for the guys, I think they're too good. And then there's Hinge, which I call this, like, the husband app. This is where I go to find a husband.
I've never had Hinge. Tell me.
You should get it. It's kind of like Bumble, but, like, you can, it's more specific, and no one has to message someone within a time limit. So let's say you have your normal profile.
Okay.
You have your 5 pictures or whatever, and you can, like, put a little caption that they have for them, like preset captions. So stupid. And they also have prompts. So one of the prompts on my profile is, like, what are you most proud of? And I put my podcast. And, you know, gotta plug the pod.
Always.
And then another one's like, what are you weirdly attracted to? And my answer is hairstyles, hands. So you can put, which I am, I don't think that's a weird attraction. That's completely normal. I don't need to seek help for it. So don't even try. But so you can put prompts, and it also has all that stuff that Bumble has where you can do, like, religion, political ideals, if you have kids, if you want kids, if you smoke weed, if you drink, if you do drugs, all that. Amazing. Height, amazing. So it's your profile, and then let's say someone looks at my answer, it's like, what are you really attracted to? Hairstyles, hands. They can click that and like it. So when someone likes something on your profile, it automatically gets sent to you. They're like, oh, they like John liked this on your profile. And then you can match with him by clicking, like, the little match button, or you can just X.
Oh, wait. So let me just clarify. So while you're scrolling through, whether before you swipe right, before you swipe left, or whatever they do, you can like their thing, and then the other person. So if I liked your profile, you'll see that, and you can match with me.
I can choose to match with you. Yeah.
And then the other person. So does that like count as, like, a swipe right, like a yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it.
Interesting.
Because the reason why I like Hinge more is because, like, let's say I like something on this dude's profile and we don't match, because it'll be like, oh, John matched with you, start the conversation, whatever. But if he doesn't, like me back, it won't tell me. I can either assume he rejected me, or I can assume he deleted the app.
You know, I like the delete the app better.
I like the delete the app. So yeah, I can assume he just, like, didn't see it, you know? But yeah, that's the best part.
I think I'm gonna have to download it.
You're gonna love it.
Like, I've never used it. I've dabbled into Bumble, like, a few months ago, and then I deleted it.
I don't know. I don't know how y'all do that. Like, my roommate does the same thing. She'll, like, download Tinder or Bumble, and then be able to delete it. I can't. Once again, I need that validation.
I think it's just because we're just, like, different. Because I honestly, it's just, like, because it's just, like, at a point, it's because, I don't know. I don't like talking to boys, if I'm going to be honest.
Neither do I. I really don't.
Like, I like to pick one boy, and then when I'm done talking to that one, I'll move on to the next. And it's, like, most people are, like, they have these dating apps so they can talk to multiple people. And I find that so exhausting, because it's just because, like, I just don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't care if they talk to me or not. That's why I find the one that I like. But, you know, I guess that's what's slowing me down getting a boyfriend, I guess.
No, isn't that the reason why you have a boyfriend? It's because it's the one who, like, beat them all, rose above them all, and, like, is the one?
Yeah, but it's like, if I'm not giving anybody the shot, like.
Oh, so you want to lower your standards.
No, I won't lower my standards, because I know I already. It's crazy because I'm 22. You guys, I'm 22, but it's I will not. Like, right now, in this point of life, I will not settle for something that's not what I want. And And I feel like that's okay. And I feel like if I end up not meeting somebody currently because of the standards that I have, then that's fine. I literally, like, I have my whole life to fall in love, okay? And right now, I just gotta focus on that coin.
And you just gotta focus? Is that what you said?
Okay. I just gotta focus. That's what I'm talking about. Again, my stroke. I have to focus on my life. But it is, I think it is nice. Focus. The new word. The word for the week, guys. Focus. Use it, you know, whenever you can. Let us know in the comments down below. When did you use focus?
It could be a verb. It can be a noun. It can be an adjective.
It can be anything.
Like, I just foked it. I'm foking right now. It was foking beautiful.
Foking out loud.
Foking out loud. That's great. I'm so excited.
We're going to make t-shirts that say that. Focus.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But, so, would you say Hinge is your favorite out of the apps? So, what's your absolute favorite one? Is it Hinge?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Okay. Because, you know, my mood changes like the weather. AKA very consistent. Just kidding. But I would say... that's right now Hinge. Definitely Hinge.
And well, you said it was the husband app, so that's why I'm like, yeah, I have to find true. It. I'm gonna have to download it. Gonna have to be, and I'm gonna have to do my makeup because all these boys want to do a snap, and I hate that. That's another thing I don't like dating apps, because everybody asks for my snap, and I'm just like, can't you just
I send me an email? Here's my work email. I take two businesses, but no, I literally stopped. I started telling guys like, I don't have Snapchat.
What do they say?
They're just like, oh, what's your Insta? I don't have Insta. I don't even have a phone. I'm on it.
I'm talking to you on my laptop right now. I'm using smoke signals.
Yeah, but I'll give you my Insta. That's easier to, like, block. Just kidding. I also don't post much on there.
Yeah, I also get, because, like, I take 5 photos every 5 years, so it's just like all the photos that I have on those dating apps are on my Instagram, so it's like,
well, oh yeah, I mean, Hinge is a good one, but Tinder has been like really hit or miss. I guess they never miss.
Well, huh? What do you mean hit or miss?
I've met 2 boyfriends on Tinder.
Yeah.
And am I married to them? No. So that shows that Tinder is not.
Okay. Okay. And I'm well, you know single. What? It's crazy because in this day and age, well, one person who is an influencer met their, like, literally the love of her life on Tinder. And then another influencer met the love of her life on Bumble. Now engaged to be married. Well, they already got married, but, you know, it got canceled because of COVID.
Oh my God. No big deal. Just kidding.
No, I'm not. But also, congratulations, DD. We love you.
all my love.
So that's why I'm like, maybe I should try, like, a dating app.
Well, it's really hard to meet people. It's so hard to meet people.
Yeah, especially during a pandemic.
Yeah, it's just really casually a pandemic. But it's like, and I hate bitches that are like, oh my God, my mom is giving out my number to these boys that she thinks are cute. I wish my mom would give out my number.
Would do
I
that?
Wish my mom would be my wing woman. That bitch does not give a fuck if I'm happy. She's like, oh, you want a boyfriend? She's like, who can love you? Not me. And I don't think any other man could.
Not me.
Count me out. But yeah, like, anyways, Hinge, I've met, like, keepers. That's where I get all the lawyers from.
Hinge?
Where I find the lawyers is Hinge. I've been on a streak with these lawyers, man. I don't know what it is. I met up with this cutie on there.
Maybe you need to get a judge.
Huh? Oh, a judge.
You need to get a judge.
I need to get a Supreme Court justice. And you find someone in the Supreme Court, and then we'll talk. But yeah, the last guy that I like met from Hinge, husband material, in my opinion. But I also only like talk to him for like 2 hours. So you really get to know someone in 2 hours. Oh my god, I hope he doesn't listen to this. I don't want him to think I'm weird. Like, it's a major compliment that he was cool and I didn't think I was gonna be.
I feel like but if he does think it's weird, then it's like he's not the one. So
true. Also,
congratulations to your coward energy. No big deal
though. Congratulations. You're a clown. That's clown behavior. No. He was just cool. But yeah, Hinge is dope. You get like a lot more grown men. It's kinda like if you were to go on match.com. Like you find the more serious people.
Interesting.
And I hate when people on Tinder are like, what are you looking for? It's like, well, obviously right now I'm trying to, you know.
I'm looking for a finger bang.
I don't think I've ever actually been in the market or looked in the market for a finger bang.
I'm looking for a finger popping.
Finger popping in my popping asshole.
Your asshole.
I'm not finger popping anybody's asshole. But.
For free. Not doing it for free.
Mm-hmm. No. But yeah, what was I saying? I can't remember. I have a memory.
That
of a
you're like, what are you looking for?
And oh, yeah, like, yeah. Obviously, I'm here. Like, what are you looking for? And it's like, I'm on Tinder. You know, it's 11 p.m. What the fuck do you think I'm looking for?
like, I think they just want to be clear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'm totally okay with saying, like, I'm bored and horny. Or, like, I want validation. I'm totally okay with saying that.
You should just put that on your profile for Tinder. Bored and horny, need validation. You get so many swipes.
I already get so many swipes.
I know, but you get like, it's like every single person would be like, yes.
JK.
True.
I guess I'm always afraid of like a coworker finding it or because like being on Tinder personally is it embarrassing? I don't think it's embarrassing. What's embarrassing is what you put on your profile.
Oh.
That's what everybody sees. So if I'm like, I want someone to think about my asshole, I'm a bad bitch, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm a cock destroyer. People would be.
I got huge tits.
that's a video. I hope you guys know. I don't think I'm a cock destroyer. I don't think I have huge tits.
Do you know what we are?
Cock destroyers. Look at our huge tits. Look it up.
Look it up. You love it. Just look up cock destroyer video.
Look up scene destroyers. I don't think you can type in cock in YouTube.
No. Just look up. Look at our huge tits.
Look at our huge tits.
It's the same girl who's like, "Fuck, it's a Sunday."
Oh, fuck!
It's the same girl.
Yeah, it's the same girl. Meme too. Like all the memes that we have nowadays are from Nicki Minaj and that one British bitch.
Exactly.
Period. But yeah, Tinder is like, I've been on that since I was 18. Actually, I was 17 when I first made my Tinder. No, I was 18 when I first made my Tinder. But I was with my boyfriend at the time because he told me to make a Tinder. That should have been my first red flag. My first red flag should have been that he broke up with me and then I got back together with him. That should have been my red flag. That I got to get back, like he broke up with me over the phone.
Yeah. That's so well. Oh, he Joe Jonas'd you.
He Joe Jonas'd me. But, like, he lasted a little longer. He gave me, like, a minute of his time as opposed to.
I think he just sent it in a text seconds. Now.
No, it was 27 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Taylor Swift is, like, so fucking hurt about it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Anyways. Chad, anyways. Yeah. So then I was 18 and Tinder. We had all just discovered Tinder. It was like a thing in my high school suddenly when everyone was 18. And he was like, you should make a Tinder to see how many matches you get. Ha 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 ha. And I was like, what? He's like, you should make a Tinder to see how many matches you get. So I made a profile and I started swiping. And I have a tweet about it too. I was like, you made me make a Tinder. And then he told me, he said, okay, now delete it before you realize you can do better. Or like he was like,
that should have been your second sign that he knew that he was shit.
There was a lot of red flags, but you know me, my favorite color is red. So yeah, he's like, okay, now delete it now. You're getting a little too proud or whatever. And then he broke up with me again. So who's really boo boo the fool? It's me. I remember I actually started, I matched with this guy and I started talking to him. I like messaged him like once or twice and we were supposed to go on a date. And I still had a boyfriend that I was like so in love with. I was like so in love with this guy. Not the guy on Tinder, my boyfriend at the time. Lucky for him. But yeah. And then I was like, oh, I can't. I'm busy. I have musical rehearsal. I can't.
Wow, you're so cool. I have Glee Club.
I have to go. Mr. Shu is waiting for me. But yeah. So Tinder is like the OG, the homie, easy to use, pretty international. Going to Europe with Tinder was amazing. So many beautiful men. But right now, so yeah, my top tier would be Hinge, Bumble, Tinder right now because my Tinder keeps fucking up. This is not sponsored by Tinder. I'm mad at Tinder. take a shot every time I say the word Tinder. So the app will say I have a message, okay? It'll be like, John. I keep using the name John. I've never been with the John. But he sent you a message. I go to look at it, and it's like the last message that I sent. And I'll keep clicking. I'll go back to it. Nothing will happen. It's fucked up. And then they'll say I have 34 new messages. When I don't, because I'm on it pretty often and I read my messages, and it just keeps fucking up and it won't show me a new message if someone sends me a message. And I have to keep deleting it and downloading it just to see one fucking message from somebody. And it's just pissing me off. And it keeps showing me people that are 5,000 miles away. It keeps showing me people 5,000 miles away as opposed to my 8-mile limit that I put on.
Maybe it's deleted. Like, yeah. Time for a break. Just delete the app. Keep your profile, but delete the app. And then just focus on your other dating apps right now. Give full potential to Hinge. Look for a husband.
I'm trying. I'm bored. I'm bored as shit.
Look for a husband, not a...
Take your time.
Not a meat.
Huh?
Like, not like a... I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this.
A wallet.
No, because I feel like boys on Tinder aren't stupid? A wallet. No, just I wouldn't really focus on like I don't know douchebags like wannabe.
Oh, okay.
Wannabe baddies. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm trying to follow.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't give your time to men who are just like who are not. Who, at the end of the day, you know they're not worth shit. Like, they, you know, they're trash.
Mm-hmm.
We know. It's not what,
I find don't. Yourself,
find a husband. Find a husband who, you know, happens to have a lot of money, but...
But that's another know, just, story. We don't need...
But that's another
you
story.
You know, that's a whole other story, you know.
That's but, a whole nother app.
Exactly. Oh, honey, I know. It's a whole other app. But yeah, it's just been a minute. Can y'all hear me okay?
Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me? As if they can answer.
That's what I'm asking. Because I don't want to hear a no.
Ooh.
No, but actually, can like you hear me?
Yeah, I
feel
can
like
hear
you. Can't, I feel like you can't hear me because you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Just kidding.
Are we on a freaking reality TV show?
I'm we on Love Island. I'm auditioning for season 3 of Love Island. Also, speaking of Tinder, because it makes me laugh. So as I mentioned before, I plug the pod in every app that I own.
Yeah.
And I love when guys are like, you have a podcast? Oh, what do you talk about? What is it about? I've been asked like 5 times this week, what is your podcast about?
I'm like, bitch, just click on the link.
Bitch, just fucking listen. I don't fucking know. I'm still trying to figure out what it's about.
It's a lifestyle
influencer. It's about the influencer lifestyle.
Hashtag influencer. Hashtag lifestyle. Hashtag Brazil.
Hashtag China. Hashtag we love Brazil. Come to Brazil.
I'm in, so
case
sorry.
In case you guys didn't know, we can add tags to our pod, and I always put hashtag Brazil.
She always put hashtag funny, hashtag women, hashtag Brazil.
It's It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. We're a lifestyle podcast. Okay. Mm-hmm. Learn from us. You know what? You know what I think it's going to be fun? Mm-hmm. Why don't we both? Oh my God. I literally just choked on my saliva.
I saw.
It was so scary. I'm crying.
She said, why don't we both?
I'm sorry. It's my stroke.
It's not laughing matter.
Okay. And now that I had a second to face a fear, I almost died on camera. Well, on podcast with Mercedes watching me.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I think let's both. Okay. So I'm going to make my Hinge profile. Okay. Let's go on it consistently until we have the next podcast. And let's see who can find a boyfriend, like a good boyfriend. Let's see what the, we'll give you guys updates. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm going to get a Hinge. You're going to focus on Hinge. You're going to go on it all.
Okay, I will focus on Hinge. Yes.
And you are going to talk to as many boys as you can to find the one.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the same. And we're going to see if we, by the end of this week, if we can find a potential boyfriend.
But it's just every guy I've ever talked to.
No, but we're talking like being happy. Like to the point where it's like I don't know. Let's see who can get a boyfriend first. I don't know.
Bitch, like it's a fun little game. Like it's that easy.
Like it's a fun little game. Let's see who finds love first.
Trust me, I would love to be in a relationship right now just because of how bored I am. And I hate that shit with people are like, you have to be emotionally stable or like that shit with guys.
I'm like, have you seen half these men?
Thank you. Or hate when they're like, I just like got out of a relationship. Like, I'm fucked up. I'm like, Jimothy.
I'm like, then why are you here?
3 years ago. Yeah.
Literally. I love seeing those tweets that are like, oh, my girlfriend was so crazy. She would my eighth grade girlfriend, and she's like, that ruined me. And it's like girls who are actually stalked by men and literally hit by men that it's like
assaulted,
like,
oh, yeah,
crazy. But like it's like they compare it to that. I'm like, nah, sweetie. I'm like, you haven't experienced. I'm like, but it's also like, don't say that a woman like your ex girlfriend's crazy if she has, if she's just been exactly what you have been to her.
Thank you.
But you guys think you probably read her text messages. You're probably waiting to see if she's talking to other people. Like, look at yourself, man. Because one finger pointing at someone else is three fingers pointing back at you. You're welcome.
I was like, what about the fourth? I realize it's your thumb. Well, it's like two fingers. It's
Jesus.
Oh, right on, baby. Right on. But yeah, it's,
speaking of Jesus, can I just say, tell please, this one little story that happened at the dinner table today?
Oh, amen. I'm ready.
It happened at the dinner table. So as we're sitting for dinner, I'm about to say our prayers. No, right. But as we're sitting at dinner, okay, we're sitting at dinner. My mom's eating. We had burgers today. My mom takes a bite of her burger. She's almost done. And then she literally pulls out a piece of tin foil from her mouth. She's like this. She looks at my dad and she's like, this was in my burger. My dad looks at her and goes, oh honey, it's like the baby Jesus. He's like, yay, you get to throw the party. And I was just like, what the fuck
does
that even mean?
Oh, you don't get it.
No.
Oh my God, you're not Mexican. Honey. Honey.
He was like, you guys are throwing the party.
You were like, my mom
was not having it.
She's a fucking headache because of chewing on tinfoil.
It was so freaking funny. I lost my mind. I was like, this man, he is an inspiration. He is the future. He is the now.
He is the moment.
He is the moment.
He was telling me
today too about his like years long fight with the groundhogs in the backyard.
You have groundhogs.
He was like,
Okay, Bill Murray. Yeah. I'm ready.
He was literally like, he was like, yeah, you know, they just, they keep coming back. And he's like, and now I found one of their tunnels. Because it like, it rained so much today that like, it like collapsed a little bit. So he was like, I know this is where it starts. And so he was just like, he's like, it's going to be a tough fight, but you know, he's like, but I'm going to get through it. You know, it's been a few years, but you know, I'm going to figure it out and we're going to get through. He's like, it's been a real struggle between me and them. And like,
he was coming to a compromise.
Like, if he's just like, this is something that he's just like deep down in his mind. He's like, freaking groundhogs, mm-hmm. like they've been fighting with each other to try and get out. And I was just like, this man, I was like, I need to know more about this man. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I thought I knew everything and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? He lives a whole life. And his fight with the groundhogs. It's been pretty great. So, you know, I'll keep you updated. He was telling me his little plans. He's like, I'm gonna track them down. So, I mean, he has the inside. He saw one of the tunnels collapse. So he's like, now I know. Somewhere here. I'll keep you all updated on that.
Yeah, keep us updated on that. Please. I need to know what happens. I'm invested.
Literally, he says it's been years. Like, he's been going back and forth with them for years. So I was just like, oh, shit.
Like, I'm trying to make labor negotiations with them. Mr. Groundhog, you don't understand. I'm investing 3%. When last year I was investing 1.5% or 1.75%, and now you're telling me 3% isn't enough and you're not raising your groundhogs by 3%?
I would literally die. I would love to see those. I would love to see. I will try and find a time where he's out there doing his little get out of my lawn moments with these groundhogs trying to figure out where they are.
I hate to break it to you, but I feel like they don't exist here where we live. But
no,
I think those are just rats.
No. Are they groundhogs or are they something else? He said something else. Moles. They're not rats. They're not moles.
Mole rats?
Ferrets? No.
I'm gonna Google it.
No. Meerkat? I'm Googling it. It's not a meerkat.
What the fuck? Meerkat?
It's both a Timon and Pumbaa. They're in the backyard. Badgers. It's badgers. Sorry, guys.
That's embarrassing. I thought it was a groundhog.
But he was telling me. It's because he told me that. Have you seen that movie, Groundhogs?
Day? Groundhog Day? Clearly, you haven't seen it either.
He was like, when the little groundhogs keep coming up at the golf course and they have like this like fight, he's trying to get rid of them, but he can't. And he compared his story to that.
Oh, I see.
So he was like, it's been years. And he was just like, it's been a fight, but you know.
I don't think it's badgers either.
I think he said it's badgers.
Tis a badger.
And he knows it's them because he's seen them.
They're kind of cute.
Yeah, but he's
just... Oh, they're kind of like, cute. Look at them. Okay.
Cute in the backyard.
This one is not cute. No, bueno. This one's scary. Kind of looks like you, actually.
You wish. I'm the sexiest bitch alive.
True. This is what it looks like. Do you see that?
Oh my god, it looks like it's gonna kill somebody, right? Am I crazy?
That's what you look like to me.
Do they kill people?
No, they don't kill people. That can't kill you. That's so cute. It'd be looking like this.
It looks like a bat.
It'd be looking like this.
Yeah.
See? I wish y'all could see this. I wish the listeners could be a part of this.
Just look up badger.
Badger. And you'll look at I bet you as soon as you see the photo, you'll be like, that's what she was talking about.
I wonder how big they are.
They're like 10 to 20 pounds. It's like the size of my tit.
One tit though, one tit, because we got huge tits.
Huge tits. Anyways.
But where I'm
from, we have hornets.
Let's just find. We'll both. You go on Hinge. I'll go on Hinge. Let's find each other loves.
Let's find brothers so we can be in the same family.
Okay. Don't even play like that. Every guy you meet, you're like, you have a brother? Or like what? What's the vibe?
Who's 6'2"? I know.
Let me just say something. So, the boy that I was interested in, it was 6'2".
Oh, and he was 6'4".
No. Remember the thingy that I had told you a few weeks back?
Oh, can you pick one? I don't know who these men are, but yes. So,
the one who came over.
Yeah.
He was 6'2". And I realized that
it's too tall.
This might be a little TMI, ladies and gents. For the family that's listening, you might be like, Mercedes, if you have any ounce of respect for me,
stop listening.
Skip to 5 minutes from now just to be safe.
Yes, exactly.
So I realized as we were doing things, his height, because I'm 5'3", okay? 6'2", that is a bit of a difference. That's almost a foot. As we were doing things, I realized that if it were to have continued further, it was going to be a bit of a challenge. Because as a child reaching, literally reaching for the top shelf to get the cookies is literally me. I'm the child. They're the box cookies.
I don't like this analogy.
Probably not a great analogy for the social climate that the world is in.
Thank you, Shane Dawson. Yes.
But you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, there was like no way. Because it's just the way that there's positioning for things. There's no way possible. Well, there was a way. It was just going to take a little more effort. But it's just like, But it was just like, I was just thinking about it. Because I was like, wow, me actually marrying a tall man. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I could have told you that.
I didn't think about that. So I'm thinking maybe 5'9" is the tallest I can do. Maybe 6 foot. We'll see. Because there's different 6 foot according to different boys. So none of them look the same.
True. Like, that's so weird that this measurement could be different for everybody. I didn't know. I thought it was universal, but I guess not. Well, anyways, what I hate about tall boys is, like, when you try to 69, it just doesn't work. That's logistics, baby. I mean, I didn't graduate with a science degree or a physics degree, but I can tell you right now, a guy who's 6'2 or 6'3, it never works.
You know, you actually did, because you graduated with a bachelor in science for business. So
administration. Yes, I did. There's the word science, bitch. But, I mean, I've been with some tall boys.
How tall?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to look how tall this guy was. He actually hit me up recently. And I was like, huh? And I felt so bad because I was at home, which obviously isn't where I live right now. And he was like, hey, we should hang out. And I was like, and he had asked me the week before. And I was like, oh, I'm not at home. Like, I can't. Sorry, I'm far away. And he was like, oh, okay. And then the next week, he's like, hey, let's hang out. And I was like, oh, are you in, like, where I usually live? And he's like, yeah. And I was at home. I was at home. And I didn't want to say that I was, like, at home because I felt bad. So I was like, I'm busy. But this guy, and once again, this is going to get really, really, really graphic, really, really fast. So, disclaimer, if you have any ounce of respect for me, stop listening. Strictly stop listening. I swear to God, mom, if you're listening, your daughter's a whore. Just, that's all you need to know. End the podcast. That's it. You don't need to know anything else. Whatever.
That's it.
Should I even be saying this? I'm going to say it. It's, you just know, say it. I'm a Come woman on. of of pride, of pride, of class, of good energy. That's what I am.
Exactly.
So this guy, he's pretty tall. I don't know how, like 6'3", maybe? 6'3"? Wow. Tall boy. Tall boy. And this guy's been messaging me, like, let's hang out. And then one time he just texted, he messaged me, let me see. I was like, huh? I didn't message him at all, and he just said, let me see. I said, see what? He didn't respond. He's so ominous. He and I, when we went to hang out, we hung out in his car in the middle of a somewhat deserted neighborhood. Like, it was a neighborhood that was really, like, stretched out. There was a lot of space in between, kind of. And we hung out on the hood of his car. So, take that as you will. And he was tall, okay? So, we're hanging out on the hood of his car. I'm not facing him while we're hanging out. So, you can put the pieces together. The back of my head. His face was looking at the back of my head. That's how we were hanging out. and he was very tall. And I'm 5'6". And I am 5'6" because I checked with the doctor. So fuck you, Val, for trying to say it. I was shorter than 5'6".
It's because I look taller than you, so.
No, you think you're taller than me. It's your fucking ego. It's your ego, bitch. So, yeah, we're hanging out, and I was like, oh my god, this guy's literally, like, crouching. He was literally crouching because of the height difference. So anyone that's, like, over, like, 5'9", 6 foot, I still love you. You're still great. But logistically, it doesn't work. So I hate bitches that are, like, 5'3", like you, who are like, I need a tall guy. It's like, girl, you don't understand.
I know, and I learned. He's gonna throw you. I learned.
Learned your lesson. Yeah.
So now I know.
Also, when we were hanging out, I wasn't wearing shoes or socks.
Barefoot.
I was barefoot in the sand, in the dirt, hanging out. I'll keep saying that. And he had his socks on. Why didn't he tell me we were gonna be having our socks on? I would have kept them on to hang out.
It's dealer's choice, really.
You don't want cold feet when you're hanging out with someone, so, or dirty feet. Try to avoid that. But yeah, that's my story on height.
Learn also, from your experiences.
I feel like I'd be looking at someone like a parental figure if they were way taller than me. I've been looking at up at them, like, you know, you feel me?
Well, I just want someone, like, I would still date someone taller than me, so please still hit me up.
For sure, same
please
here.
Please contact me. We will figure out a way.
If there's a will, there's a way.
If there's a will, there's a way. If there is a hole, there's a way.
right on. If there's a testy, there's a bestie, you know?
Oh. I think Gandhi said that one.
I think he did too, but he was fascist, so.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I actually don't know much about Gandhi, except he was a misogynist. Like, no joke. And racist. No joke.
Racist.
Look into that, folks.
I don't really know. I don't know about him.
It's kind of sus, if you were to ask me. It's kind of sus.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't there, but
I was. Keep an eye out for Selena, you know?
Yeah. Like, Nicki Minaj's ass.
That was silent for, like,
I know. Minutes. I was trying. It's like, in that moment, I was going to speak, but I was trying to catch up on my breathing. So I needed that quick second.
To be out of breath talking to me and shit.
I do be panicking a lot.
Mm-hmm. And her strokes, they don't help.
Yeah, there was also this beautiful boy, and I'm not even gonna say beautiful boy. I'm gonna say there was this boy. There was this boy who came into my work, and like, he reminded me, it was crazy. He reminded me so much of an ex-boyfriend that I've had that honestly, like, if this person was just grew up and just had, like, I don't know, just grew up, really, I feel like I could have dated him, but I can't in this point in my life. But this boy was like his personality with the grown-up aspect, and so I was just like, this man is so hot. But then I look at him, he's probably not that hot, but he's like hot to me. I have a type. I'm gonna tell you this right here right now, I do have a type. I love a little stupid? No. Oh, I love a little meat on my man's bones.
Oh.
And I do love scrawny, but I think I would prefer more meat on the bones. I love a little chubby, and my brother will attest to that. Yeah, and obviously, you know.
Shut up. Quirky. No.
Tall.
Gorgeous.
Funny, kind of an asshole. So me. Sarcastic. I guess sarcastic. So you, literally you, what are you doing after this?
That actually made me giggle. That was good.
I know. Yeah, but I for sure have a type, and he was it. He was proper fit. He was proper fit.
Proper fit. Yes.
So, you know, we'll see. Probably nothing can happen at all. We don't know,
bitch. Shoot your shot. Debbie Ryan.
I'll tell you more of the story afterwards, but just because there's a lot, and I feel like if I just say the story, people are gonna know what I like do, and I don't want like any of my actions to reflect that company.
The company. My company does not condone my behavior.
But he has a girlfriend that he's trying to get rid of. So it's just like not the vibes. But I'll tell you, I will tell you. What? I will tell you the whole story after.
You said he's trying to get rid of
his girlfriend.
So.
No, not like that. Not like that.
Oh, why did I do it this way? I'm a whore. I meant stabbing. I was doing a stabbing motion for the people that cannot see me. But it looked like a hand DJ.
She was doing the hand DJ motion.
Like a hand DJ motion. Yes.
That's why there was a little long pause, because I was trying to figure out. I was like, what? Yeah. No. But yeah, I'll tell you the whole story. But he's trying to get rid of his girlfriend, so we'll see how that situation turns out first, and then maybe we'll see the vibes. But yeah, so but it's also like maybe I think like he because also I wore a mask, so he couldn't see me.
Mask on.
Very much. But he will be at my work tomorrow, so I have to look extra good.
Is it your cousin? I'm just kidding.
No, he doesn't work where I work anymore. We're at different places.
I love how every time you send a picture of him, I'm like, oh my god, who's that?
I know, like, it's the same
thing. Always like, it's my cousin. He looks different in different lighting.
He looks different in his different polo shirts.
That's different. Me. You can just ask Nikki. Every time I go to work, I'm always wearing a polo.
It has the logo on it.
Well, I don't have to. I could wear.
Does it say your name on it? Or do you have a name tag?
I have a name tag. Oh. I work at Wendy's.
She's the manager at Wendy's. The GM. Wendy's. Actually the GM.
I'm actually the owner.
She owns Wendy's. Yeah.
But just kidding. No hate to people that work at Wendy's. I actually had Wendy's today, and it made me shit my pants. So
let me just say something. I'm not a big fan of Wendy's. I'll say it. I just think their burgers. Low quality.
If I'm it's being not honest. About the burger. It's about the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken also. I had a chicken avocado sandwich there. It was not good. You know you need to go for a chicken avocado sandwich? Y'all need to go to fucking Whataburger. That was the best sandwich I've had in my
life. I just came. I love Whataburger.
It was so good. I was just like, me and my cousin, we would literally go there like every single lunch break and eat because it was just so good.
Yeah. the literal, like, that was the only redeeming quality of the hellhole that I called Texas, was the Whataburger was at every corner, and yeah. I could just hanging out. I just had a stroke thinking about
Whataburger. Yeah.
But, ugh.
It's too good, I'll tell you that. It's too good.
I think I'd pick top tier, be like Wendy's with Whataburger and Cold Stone.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't count, but you know what I mean. And what I mean. But I am sweating. Just had to mention that.
In the sweating. Beach.
In this beach. In it. I'm in it.
I'm in a.
I don't know that one.
I'm
a bee? Sorry. Back on. Also, life update. I went camping.
Oh my gosh.
Remember when I was talking about that?
I don't know how you did that. I don't know how you survived. Tell us about the experience. What was it like? Was there bugs? Was it hot? What's the
vibe? So, okay. This is the tea. I need to fix this poster that's up here, but anyway, it's the tea. Went camping, and I've gone camping before, but I was like prepubescent when I went, so I might have mentioned this in the last podcast, but last time I went camping, hygiene like was not a concern for me. You know, I was like seven.
Yeah, you're
like,
young.
I thought it was cool to not shower. Now I have to shower every day, otherwise I feel like I'm sinning if I don't. So I went camping as an adult, and I was like, my first question was, okay, well, what are we going to do? We went for a friend's birthday. Like, okay, what are we going to do? And I'm like, oh, we're going to, you know, hang out and drink.
Like, we couldn't do it on the inside?
Dead ass. I was like, so I can't do that. Okay. So I said, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go. I went. First red flag is this was a campsite that didn't even have an outhouse, you know? Like, because when I went camping, there was, like, an outhouse. So there was, like, this big wooden bathroom, and it had, like, stalls, but it was just a hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. It had, like, the wooden seat with a hole, but it was a deep, deep hole under that where all this massive shit and pee
was in.
Just a big hole. So, you know, chill. You could still, oh, my God, this bitch just took out her extension.
Sorry, I can't keep them in so, so much longer.
Your head just got smaller. I got scared.
Sorry.
But then, yeah, so there was none of that. And the reason why that was stressful is because that meant I had to control where my business would go. Like, yeah. I had to navigate that, where it would go and how I would do that. Huh?
You would have to dig your own hole.
If need be. So, I would have to, first of all, go way out from the campsite where we were to, like, do number one, you know, because I didn't want my hoo-ha out in the open.
Yeah.
And I had to find it near a tree so I could be able to, like, squat, because in case you guys didn't know, I have a vagina, so it's a little hard to pinpoint where my number one will go. And you also have to push really hard so that it has a straight stream.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't even think of
that. Yep, yeah. And every time I would do it, I felt like I was pissing all over myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure I pissed on my shoe just a little bit, if I'm being quite honest, because it was just everywhere. And it was so terrifying. And so that was my first, like, ew.
This is the time you want to be sockless.
So I was like, okay, I kind of hate this. So I tried to go pee as little as I could, but when you're drinking all day, when that's the only activity,
yeah,
you're gonna have to pee. And it was especially worse in the morning. As soon as you get up, you can't just, like, go over and piss. You have to, like, walk out to find somewhere. And if you're like me, I have to pee right away. I almost pissed my pants. So embarrassing. Almost, but I made it. And then that's why I like being at night, because it's so dark over here that if you walk 2 feet away from the campsite, I could just pee right there. No one will see me. Anyways, so the hell is like, ugh. Didn't go poop, though, so I'm chilling. The other thing was how dirty everything got.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I was wearing my Tevas, and how dirty my feet got made me want to vomit. Like, yeah. I hate dirty feet. My mom and I call it Circle K feet. You know, like the local crackheads. Some of them don't have shoes, and I feel bad. We should fix that. But they always have the black, black feet at the bottom, which is dirt. And that's what I kept seeing. And it was disgusting, and I didn't want to vomit every time I saw a dirty foot. And the other thing was the bugs. There was like big beetles. It wasn't spiders, no. It wasn't crickets. It was beetles. Like big flying beetles. It's terrifying. So if you're ever going to go camping, I recommend a cabin or a camper.
Literally.
So much easier. Also, setting everything up and taking everything down. Not worth it. Not worth it. Scratching my tummy. Don't laugh at me. But yeah, so you're gonna go camping. Just know that as an adult, all you're gonna do is drink. And that's, if there's a so pond,
you guys fishing. Didn't even like fish or do anything exciting.
Why would we go fishing?
Why wouldn't you?
Do I look like I go fishing? Don't answer that.
Well, you do wear a lot of plaid.
If you know what I'm saying. I do wear a lot of plaid. For me wanting a man's attention, I should wear a lot of plaid.
What's wrong with that?
It's ugly. Plaid is ugly.
Are you really gonna say that? Are you really gonna say that right now? Live on camera?
Mm-hmm. Camera.
Camera.
Yeah, I am. I'm okay with that.
Look at how long my hair looks.
It is so long. I know none of you at home can see it, but Val's hair used to be
to like compared ear. To how it was when, you know, I bleached it, I was bald. It's grown. She grown.
I'm sorry, can I just say that my sister just sent me an iFunny meme?
What the fuck is an iFunny meme?
Are you fucking kidding me? You know the app iFunny?
No.
She just sent me a meme from iFunny. God damn it. Get on the internet, Val.
I'm sorry. I just keep the basics, you know what I mean?
iFunny is the basic. iFunny is the blueprint of memes.
Bitch, it took me so long to even get a TikTok. So, like, let's just... It's just emotional. It's just an emotional journey for me.
Is it now?
Yeah. I'm just not really active on social media.
I just go ghost sometimes, you know?
You literally just go ghost. Like, I'm like, just send me an email. I'll get back to you.
Dead ass. Dead ass. But anyways, all I gotta say.
I'm trying to think if I have anything else. I don't think I do. I think I'm going to download Hinge. I'll let you guys know how that goes next podcast. We're going to find my husband. I'll let you know if anything happens with that boy from, you know, work.
If he
even sees an interest in me. He has to get rid of that girlfriend first.
First step.
But yeah, but I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Have a great weekend, and then have a great week until you hear the podcast again. I know it's so hard to have a great week if you can't hear our voices, but please try. Please try. Sending positive vibes.
Once you finish this episode, you can go listen to all our other episodes.
Yeah, start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think next episode we should tell what our favorite episode is.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And then that way we can give it a suggestion for people to listen to if they want to hear more of us.
I agree.
But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. We love it. We're going to have to, for our active listeners, we're going to have to come up with something like to give back to you guys. Because
like a giveaway. I'm just kidding.
Giveaway, yeah, for sure.
What are we gonna give away?
We're gonna, I don't know, we could do something. We could do like a gift card, like a $25 Target card or like a Starbucks or whatever. So I don't know. Let's see. It'll either lower our confidence because if no one enters,
no one's gonna enter.
But yeah, so we'll definitely, I think if we be like, we're giving away this much gift card on our podcast, so many people on our social media would go listen to it to find out how to get it.
Ooh.
So yeah,
marketing 101.
Yeah, so look out for that in the upcoming week. You're gonna figure out something. But thank you guys so much for listening. We love ya. Are we going to do any Marks and Recs?
Of course.
Okay, I have a
Marks and Recs.
Marks and Recs. I have one for you guys that I really need you guys to get into it. So I'm showing my shade. What the fuck would I just say?
I'm showing my shade. You should be showing that I found. Showing
us. I am so sorry, but I was showing Miss Mercy. I was showing my co-host. This thing. It's by Music by Blinks. He did a remaking of Watermelon Sugar, for Harry Styles, and it's so good. You guys go on YouTube, look up Music by Blinks. It's his recent video. It's remaking Watermelon Sugar in 1 hour. It's really good. Gives me really great vibes. So look out for that.
I love that.
I think that's all I have. I mean, I have an at-home laser treatment, the Kinsey. I recommend it. I've already seen results. My hair grows back, like, literally, like, it takes weeks. So it's like, I recommend it, guys. Do at-home laser, Kinsey. Get into it.
No, I'm just kidding. my Marks and Recs, I don't know if I said this last week, but Broad City, been watching that. Very funny. Katya and Trixie Mattel's series.
Oh my gosh, new season coming up, you guys aren't
love
ready.
Love them. Every time I watch it, it reminds me of Val. Just good vibes. Positive vibes.
Positive vibes. May I please have bread.
I ask my grandpa dance.
my grandpa dance.
But I love it. Broad City.
I love it. I'm passionate about it.
Passionate. Also, eat your fruits and veggies.
That's very important, guys. It's very important. Stay healthy. Wear your mask, okay?
Highly recommend. Mask. You know, only one of the most powerful health organizations in the world tells you to wear a mask, so maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe. You know, think about it.
Think about it. Just like let it ponder. Let it sit in your brain for a little bit. But
think about it. Think about it.
Ciao. Anyways, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, love you guys forever. We will. I can't even hear us in the next one.
Yeah, whenever that may be. So.